למען החי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי החי ורעי, עליו הנשלום בא, למען בית השם אלוקינו, הבקשתו בא, למען בית השם אלוקינו, קבוצת הולנד, בבקשה.
The Holland group, please.
Good morning, חברים. Here we're gathered in Amsterdam airport on our way to Sukkot, to you in Israel. It's never been so strong connection, the hearts together, the Holland group, all together here, the four of us, within our hearts, also the friends of the Holland group in our hearts together. And we form one cell here together, in this tent of ours, focused on the world clee. And we're really, from this position, we follow everything that the world clee says in our hearts, and that's our direction. To follow that, to help build the Adam in the world clee, and to merge together the Holland group with the world clee. And thanks very, very much, thanks to our great Rav, which guides us in the path to Adam HaRishon. Friends, and now my friend Wim.
Friends, with this great moment in time, let's take all the book of Baal Salam at page 15, the great article of Einaud Milvado, and read it together with our fantastic great friends from Orlando, Florida. Bevakasha, Orlando.
מי שיקרא לנו זה פלורידה, אורלנדו, בבקשה.
פלורידה, אורלנדו, please go ahead.
Shemadi 1. There is none else besides him. It is written, there is none else besides him. This means that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. And what man sees that there are things in the world that deny the higher household, the reason is this is his will. And it is deemed a correction, called the left rejects and the right adducts, meaning that which the left rejects is considered correction. This means that there are things in the world which, to begin with, aim to divert a person from the right way, and by which he is rejected from sanctity. And the benefit from the rejections is that through them a person receives a need and a complete desire for the Creator to help them. Since he sees that otherwise he is lost. Not only does he not progress in his work, but he sees that he regresses. That is, he lacks the strength to observe Torah and mitzvah, even in lo lishma. That only by genuinely overcoming all the obstacles above reason can he observe the Torah and mitzvah. But he does not always have the strength to overcome above reason. Otherwise, he is forced to deviate, God forbid, from the way of the Creator, even from Lalishma. And he who always feels that the shattered is greater than the whole, meaning that there are many more descents than ascents, and he does not see an end to these states, and he will forever remain outside of holiness, for he sees that it is difficult for him to observe even as little as a jot, unless by overcoming above reason. But he is not always able to overcome. And what shall be the end? Then he comes to the decision that no one can help him but the Creator himself. This causes him to make a heartfelt demand that the Creator will open his eyes and heart and truly bring him nearer to eternal adhesion with God. It thus follows that all the rejections he had experienced had come from the Creator. Mark?
Now a question for a silent workshop. What does it mean for us to be included in this article right now in the lesson?
We'll repeat the question with your permission, Florida Group. How can we be included with the article that we heard and enter the lesson with? How can we be included in the lesson that we've heard now and enter the lesson? Because we have 5 minutes left, maybe we'll make it an active workshop. So how do we integrate with the article we heard, Shamati, there is none else besides him, Ein Od Milvado, and enter the lesson with it now?
איך אנחנו מתקללים במאמר ששמענו ונכנסים איתו לשיעור?
Do we integrate the lesson, the article we read, enter the lesson with it? We need to integrate with it every moment because it has everything in it. The whole path, how to truly see the world in the proper way.
It's a very fundamental article that speaks about everything, about the only force that rules and how to relate to this force. So, in general, it builds the right perspective on life, how to respond to everything that happens. It's not just by coincidence the first article in Shamari. Around it, all of our immense spiritual work is built.
It truly describes our reality when we are inclined to connect together with constant disruptions coming up, meant to drive us out of that connection with the Creator. And there's the prayer, we need help in order to continue in that direction of connection, so we pray. And it's, if we constantly integrate with that article with the friends, then either we hear it from the friends or we hear it for them.
The preparation for the lesson, well, we need to prepare kelim. The closer we are to each other, we're closer also to the upper force. This is what we need to ask for.
Yes, perhaps truly we have an opportunity now during the lesson to ask to see through, to ask to see reality through the eyes of the Creator, so that we'll succeed through those eyes to build up some sensation, feeling, and out of that feeling to truly come to feel the friends.
Yes, everything that happens is happening only through this single force. Now in the preparation and in the lesson and in general, we build our attitude. How can we respond Then in general, what is given to us in life? To unite, you know, to feel this only force.
We can also include the friends who are finishing up the sukkah on the roof and the friends in the fathers and sons trip, on the trip. And we have many friends actually realizing that article now, working for the purpose of the revelation of the Creator in the world. And we can say that we're very privileged to have such a lesson where we discuss those things. Great friends.
And that indeed we should extract this benefit, that we need that the Creator Himself will help us, otherwise we are lost.
We need to reach those same qualities. That's the best preparation. The same qualities as the Creator. Not to think of myself, but to think now of the friends and how they will advance.
Yes, and time, and now specifically it's a special time when we can all ask for it together, when we all focus on asking through this essay, through the same intention, the same demand, that same singular desire.
It's interesting that four friends met at the airport, and from there
Lehagin, Lehagin, Lavokir Chazdei.